Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I am here with Dr. Jameth Sheridan. Dr. Jameth Sheridan is the co-founder of HealthForth Nutritionals, the product line of amazing health products, really just bringing super high-quality products to the raw food marketplace. Some of you might know Dr. Sheridan from the book Uncooking with Jameth and Kim, and they're the co-founders also of the original flax cracker recipe, and he's here today to talk to us about antioxidants, superfoods, and a lot about what goes into the products, not only the ingredients in the products, but also some of the intentions and the mindset behind the creation of some of these products. So it's a great opportunity for us to ask him some questions about antioxidants and superfoods and get the inside scoop on some of these products. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dr. Sheridan. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me here.
And I guess I'd like to start this interview by asking you about antioxidants. Antioxidants is something that, you know, been getting so much press and attention for probably the last 5 to 10 years. What is it about antioxidants that make them such an ongoing, they're very persistent and they're, you know, constantly appearing in the news? What is it about them that makes them so important and kind of a mainstay for a health practitioner?
I'd be happy to address that question because it's fundamental. And antioxidants are fundamental for health. What they are is they quench free radicals. Free radicals are radical molecules of oxygen that are missing an electron. And they form constantly from existing, from metabolism in the body. We are constantly creating free radicals, and they're damaging to our tissue. They create inflammation. They're associated with almost every disease process known to mankind. And that's why the body has natural systems to eliminate free radicals. One way it naturally eliminates free radicals is by the liver making enzymes, metabolic antioxidant enzymes, such as glutathione peroxidase and superoxide dismutase. And these are antioxidants. These are endogenous, or inside of the body created antioxidants. And they are extraordinarily powerful. They're actually much more powerful, these endogenous antioxidant enzymes, than any isolated antioxidant, let's say vitamin or mineral. It blows those away, especially if you're talking about like just a regular drugstore, even health store isolated vitamin or mineral, which also have antioxidant properties. The endogenous superoxide dismutase, glutathione peroxidase created by the liver are extraordinarily powerful. The best way to get lots of that in your system is have your liver to be healthy. Certainly you don't want to drink alcohol, and you want to avoid processed foods and eat as much whole, fresh, raw foods as you possibly can. And also, there are some amazing plants on earth that specifically help the liver to be healthier. One of them is milk thistle seeds. And milk thistle seeds are so powerful that it's been discovered by accident that when people were consuming death cap mushroom, which usually causes death within a day, those who consumed a large amount of milk thistle seeds actually survived what would otherwise be fatal poisoning. It's that protective for the liver. It allows your liver to detoxify substances much faster, and it greatly boosts your liver's ability to produce superoxide dismutase and glutathione peroxidase. So it's an indirect antioxidant. It also causes your liver to concentrate more poisons in the bile and to release more bile, which is the liver's excretory product, into the intestines. And it, to me, it's one of the foundational superfoods that you can consume. And I have a product called Liver Rescue 4 Plus because it's the fourth version of it, which has a large amount of an extract of the milk thistle seed along with other liver supportive herbs, dandelion root, wasabi, and picoriza, which is a Indian Ayurvedic herb.
So it sounds like, Dr. Sheridan, that your products aren't aimed at just delivering antioxidants themselves. They're aimed at actually boosting your abilities to produce these super antioxidants, which are being developed internally through the liver. Is that kind of the premise behind your products?
That's one of them, yes. Now, there's two ways to go with antioxidants. Now, the ORAC value, which stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity, it's one of the measures of how effective an antioxidant is these days. It's not the only measure. It's just the main one that science has discovered how to quantify substances now. And milk thistle seed extract on its own, just with its ORAC level, which doesn't have anything to do with the metabolic enzymes, is 6,700, meaning 6,700. It's extraordinarily high in antioxidants. To give you a comparison, cacao, which is relatively high in antioxidants for foods also, ranges between 800 and 1,300. Milk thistle seeds at 6,700. So it's a phenomenal antioxidant to begin with, in addition to the metabolic antioxidant enzymes. The other place that you get antioxidants, and this is the primary place that you get antioxidants, is the food that you eat if you're eating the right foods. Whole plant foods are massively loaded with antioxidants. All whole plant foods. I'm not talking about refined processed white sugar, white flour, or processed and refined oils. I'm talking about actual whole plant foods are just tremendously loaded with antioxidants. You don't find them in animal products. In animal products, you find things like inorganic iron and other things which are actually oxidants. You've got to have a large amount of plant foods in your system. Now, as a general rule, fruits and vegetables are significantly higher in antioxidants than things like grains and potatoes and legumes. Those are phenomenal foods, but more for energy production, not as high in antioxidants, which is one of the reasons. Oftentimes, when people eat a lot of raw foods, which I am a raw fooder, which to me doesn't mean I eat 100% raw foods. I actually did at one point in my life for 3 years straight. I'm about anywhere from 70 to 100%, depending on the time of year. I personally have been a vegan for 24 years. But one of the reasons a raw food diet is so healthy for people is when people start eating a raw food diet, they don't just go from cooked Twinkies to raw Twinkies or from just cooked broccoli to raw broccoli. They go from processed pizza, Twinkies, lots of animal products to not only are they doing foods raw, but they're doing a different class of food. They're vegan or close to it. And it's not just they're like vegan eating white sugar and white flour or just all potatoes and rice. All raw fooders that I've ever seen eat a huge amount of fruits and vegetables with a massive quantity of antioxidants in them. So if you're a raw fooder or just someone eating lots of fruits and vegetables, in this case, even if they're cooked, your antioxidant levels are skyrocketing compared to the average person's. And over the years, my wife and I go to lots of health expos, and there's various different pieces of equipment that measure antioxidant levels. They're only measuring one antioxidant. Some are measuring beta carotene. Some are measuring other forms of carotene. And we go there, and they test our blood or our skin, and they are always blown away at how high our antioxidant levels. They are the highest they have ever seen because we eat such a large quantity of antioxidants in our food, fruits, and vegetables. We also take the Liver Rescue, and we take a huge amount of green superfoods such as spirulina, nettles, horsetail, dandelion in the form of vitamin green and also vitamin earth and some other products.
Dr. Sheridan, I'd like to ask you, when it comes to antioxidants, it sounds like the free radicals are one issue. Would you describe free radicals as something that are causing rapid aging, and antioxidants are things that are causing longevity or in some degree arresting the aging process? It seems like a lot of the things that we consume, processed, inorganic, meat, certain things of that nature, they're very high in inorganic materials, also damaging, actually causing damage to our body. Antioxidants as a whole, would you say that these are very youthening and longevity foods simply because they stop the damage?
Without a doubt, and that is one of the hallmarks of aging, is how much free radical damage you have. The more free radical damage you have, the more inflammation you have. And to give an example, if you have inflammation in the arteries of the body, that is going to cause the arteries to break more often and to have small rips and tears in them. When they have the small rips and tears in them, that is when cholesterol, if it's oxidized cholesterol, it starts to deposit on the walls of the artery. And if you keep putting foods that have free radicals in them and have excess cholesterol in them in your system, you're going to keep inflaming your arteries, you're going to keep damaging them, and you're going to continually lay down more and more layers of oxidized cholesterol in there. Now, the best place to get oxidized cholesterol actually is in animal products because you're consuming things like inorganic iron, which is an oxidant. It's the opposite of an antioxidant. It's a free radical. And actually, if you consume too much iron, either in the form of a supplement or in the form of an animal product, it can actually start to cause heart disease. And some people have a great sensitivity to that. And because there's also cholesterol in that food, you're providing oxidants and cholesterol, and it's a recipe for heart disease.
It's an extremely interesting breakdown because if you talk to modern medical doctors, cardiovascular disease and cancer, these are the number one and number two killers of Americans. Cardiovascular disease is to a large extent misunderstood as to all the different intricate factors involved. And from what you just described there about how the oxidative damage causing rips and tears in the arteries and allowing the cholesterol and the other things to kind of build up and plaque over and form those hardening materials and deposits inside of our arteries and some of our veins, that's a really key component to be aware of in order to reduce cardiovascular disease, especially if someone enters their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yes, it's something that traditional medicine won't really be looking at for a few more decades because Modern medicine is, and I shouldn't say traditional, I meant modern medicine. Modern medicine is extraordinarily high tech, and it has its place. If I were to get in a car crash and have my arm hanging on or falling off, I wouldn't go drink some wheatgrass juice or press some herbs. I'd want to go to the hospital to a skilled, high-tech, intelligent surgeon and have them put my arm back together with modern technology. You better believe it. Now, as soon as they got my arm back together and stopped the bleeding, I am out of there if I want to live to survive. They're good with that, with trauma care, but not with long-term care, not with chronic disease care, and with heart disease. Heart disease is so easy to overcome and to reverse, and it has been proven so many times. I think it's now been decades that Dean Ornish proved with a low-fat vegan diet, this wasn't even involving raw foods and meditation in his case, you could reverse the plaquing, the arterial plaquing down to nothing. And other smaller studies and thousands of anecdotal reports have shown you can completely eliminate all the arterial plaquing by going on a whole food. And most of the studies have been with a whole food, low-fat vegan diet, but there's also been studies involving healthy oils such as flax seeds and flax oil and chia seeds to actually those essential fatty acids to help to reduce that even further. But the benefit of flax seeds and the benefit of all these foods that you're eating is it's hard to heal the body one part at a time. You often heal multiple, actually you always, with natural therapies, you always heal multiple parts, if not the whole, at the same time. For example, if you're eating flax seeds for the essential fatty acids, and the fatty acids in flax seeds actually help to break down arterial plaque, flax seeds are also extraordinarily anti-cancer. There was a study years ago that should have been headline news all over the world, where they took women in Canada who were diagnosed with breast cancer, and in the 2 to 4 weeks between when they were diagnosed and when they were going to have this lump removed from their breast, their doctors told them to have 2 tablespoons of flax seeds ground up in the morning. In the 2 to 4 weeks between when they did that and they came back, all of them had a significant reduction in the tumor size of their breast, some of them up to 50%, just from flax seeds, no other dietary changes, that alone. And so if I was the doctor, then I said, oh, my God, you had any reduction in your tumor size between when you left 2 to 4 weeks ago and now, why don't you take 2 tablespoons of flax seeds a day and call me in 2 weeks? Let's keep monitoring this. But the insanity there was they said, okay, well, we did the study. We got the data. Let's chop the breasts off. Oh, and that's God. Exactly what they did. Insane. That is the power of whole foods and natural medicines. And I just wanted to have a slight segue into superfood antioxidants. If you're eating things like pomegranates and goji berries and grapes and other blueberries, blackberries, all these other things, these are extraordinarily high in antioxidants, and one of the hottest antioxidants is talked about now, and it doesn't mean it's the best, but it's one of the hottest ones that's, you know, recently discovered, but Mother Nature has had it here all the while, is called resveratrol. And resveratrol on the ORAC scale, to give you an example, cacao is about 800 to 1300, milk thistle seed is about 6700, resveratrol is 23,000. It is extraordinarily high in antioxidants. Whoa. Found in grapes, grape skins, Japanese knotweed, blueberries, raspberries, many whole foods have it in there. And you can actually get an extract of that product, which of that substance, which I've actually gotten a product called Antioxidant Extreme, which has over 1 million ORAC units in every bottle. And per serving, it has over 36,000. To my knowledge, I'm aware of nothing that is this close. Resveratrol is one of the main ingredients in there. But in addition to resveratrol, because the resveratrol is at about a 50% extract in you, 50% concentration, it occurs in whole foods at about 2%. And when you take resveratrol 50%, it's not 100% absorbable. It's actually very low absorption. Whereas the 2% resveratrol naturally occurring in Japanese knotweed, for example, is 100% absorbable because it has all of its naturally occurring cofactors with it. So when you start to do herbal extracts, you start to get into a class that I call not whole foods, but it's not a pharmaceutical, and it's not I that call this. I'm not the one who coined this term. They're called nutraceuticals. It's a concentration of a whole food, and sometimes you lose some things, but you gain some other benefits. So rather than just put a resveratrol product out, which has had amazing success for people as an antioxidant, as far as anti-aging, as far as anti-cancer, as far as inflammation, in so many different situations, I've added back Japanese knotweed to it, which is where originally it comes from, to try to incorporate some of the naturally occurring cofactors that allows resveratrol to be absorbable. This is something that HealthForce is one of the few companies that actually does and recognizes this. Also in there, I've got herbal antioxidant activators. It makes everything in this formula more active. And these things are extremely high antioxidants to begin with. One of them is just cinnamon, just organic, normal organic cinnamon, which in addition to being phenomenal for blood sugar balance, cinnamon does not have any sugar in it, even though it has a very sweetening effect, especially when it's mixed with anything sweet. Cinnamon is about 3,500 on the ORAC scale to begin with. And it also increases, because it's somewhat heating, it increases the absorption of other foods. So does black pepper, ginger, and peppermint. And that's in this product as an absorption assistance. Also in the product is whole turmeric. Turmeric. And turmeric root is a phenomenal antioxidant, about 1,500 on the ORAC scale. Turmeric is a fat and water-soluble antioxidant. Many of the antioxidants, most of them are water-soluble. Turmeric is one of the ones that is water and fat soluble. Great if you're having any isolated oils which have been removed from their naturally occurring antioxidants, including flax and olive and anything else. Great to have turmeric with that to help to be a fat soluble antioxidant. Incidentally, also mixing rosemary with oils. Rosemary also has a large amount of fat soluble antioxidants in it, and I think it's just really awesome that traditionally a lot of Mediterranean cooking, when they use olive oil, you'll see things like garlic and also rosemary right in the oil, and then it actually does help to preserve that oil and help it to not go rancid. Other things in this formula that make it so phenomenal are green tea extract, acai extract, the French grape extract, pine bark extract, and then there's pomegranate, grape, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, mangosteen, and goji berry extract all in this product to make a massive antioxidant influx into your body. Supplement, this is, I think, the best thing you can possibly consume.
Wow, and is this something that you would also combine with food, or is this something that you would do sort of on its own, separate from food, or half an hour away from
eating? It doesn't really matter. It can be absorbed on its own without food. It's not like an isolated vitamin or mineral. It's far more absorbable than that. However, if you're eating something that you think is toxic, that's going to create free radicals in your system, and most things other than whole organic vegan plant food do, then this would be helpful to take this along with that meal, and you can actually do some damage control right on the spot.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you one quick follow-up, and that is with the antioxidant extreme formula. These are things that individually are kind of hard to put together. So when you list all those things that are in the formula, the thing that flashes through my mind is trying to get all of these individually is a little bit problematic, but when you have a formula that brings them all together and unifies them, it makes it really easy to kind of bring them all together into your daily longevity strategy and get the benefits of all of them synergistically together all at once in one easy kind of simple method.
Yes, and my goal was to make the ultimate ORAC per dollar product, and when comparisons are made, just objectively, nothing compares ORAC per dollar, but ORAC per dollar is not just enough for me. I had to throw in some of the whole foods and the herbal absorption package in order to make sure it was properly absorbed, so it actually worked in addition to just looking good on paper.
And at the last Longevity Now conference, David Wolf said that, he said, Dr. Sheridan is a fanatic about quality. And he said, when it comes to your superfoods and your supplements, he's like, you want a fanatic on the case. And so that's one of the reasons why he chose your products. And it's one of the reasons that we carry them at the longevitywarehouse.com. Complete dedication to, I would say, extreme quality. It's not high quality. It's extreme quality.
I very make much an intent to make it that way. It's a very deep passion of mine. And I think it's important for people to know very briefly why that is. When I got into health and nutrition seriously, and I did that, it's been about 26 years now that I've been into it. And when I got into with modern medicine, I felt and still feel honestly sorry for people that's their only world, because it's a great tool, as I mentioned, for some things like trauma care, but for disease care and just health maintenance, it's abysmal. It's not that doctors are not intelligent, well-meaning people, because many of them are. Some of them are not well-meaning, but just like any trade, you get good and bad and everything. But of the good, intelligent, well-meaning ones, and if you go to medical school, obviously you have to be smart, but that doesn't mean you have the right information. If you're trying to fix a car and you have all the tools to build a house, you're not going to be able to fix the car because you don't have the right tools. And if you're an auto mechanic with your auto tools, you can't build someone's house because there's not the right tools. There's some crossover. But MDs are trained in drugs and surgery and FDA-approved therapies. They're not trained in antioxidants and foods and colon cleansing and detoxification and superfoods and mushrooms and all these other things. They simply don't have education. They are miseducated about health. And when it comes to holistic and alternative medicine, they're ignorant. So that's why I feel sorry for people that just suffer and die at the hands of the medical profession. And that's just a whole other conversation we could get into. Despite that some people are saved, more people are murdered and killed from that system than almost anything else, in my opinion.
Dr. Sheridan, some really shocking facts about modern medical establishment, and that MDs, as you mentioned, they're, what they're trained in and what they're not trained in, and how to get your MD, you only need maybe 40 to 60 hours of nutritional training, which is, you know, absurd to have.
Wrong nutritional training. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm not even the right.
Then people get into holistic and alternative health, and I've seen so many people's lives dramatically turned around, in some cases literally saved from holistic medicine. It's like, oh my God, I changed my diet, I changed the way I thought, I changed how I lived, I changed the, some people, they just changed the superfoods or supplements they took, and that made such a dramatic impact on their life. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe just taking things. Like, I was taking a drug and now I'm taking this natural product, did this much for me, and then that opens them up to, you know what, if just taking a taste of this lifestyle, this holistic lifestyle, by taking an herbal product or a superfood did this, what if I started eating better? What if I started having non-toxic product? It opens them up and then they get even healthier. But not everybody that gets into holistic healing, and of course holistic healing is a huge field, it's not all the same thing with, you know, this person's version of holistic is different than that person's, we all have our individual takes on it. Many people are still sick, and they're still suffering, and they're still dying, far less than in the regular medical profession. And part of the reason is the information that they're being exposed to, including the nutritional products and superfoods that they're being exposed to, are not good enough, or they're not intense enough. The intensity is not enough of them. And a philosophy that I live on and making products is the following, because I've seen people die from not having the best stuff they could have. And that is that the quality and affordability of a nutritional product can, and often does, mean the difference between lethargy and energy, sickness and health, and quite literally life and death. I don't want anyone to be tired, sick, or dead because they could not obtain or afford the best possible product. And if someone doesn't feel this way, I think they should not be in the nutritional product business. And I live and breathe this philosophy in my personal and professional life, and I constantly strive to evolve HealthForce products and offer them at the best possible values. And I would rather die than compromise those values.
And just to put that into perspective, I mean, recently at one of the Longevity Now conferences, someone told me about it, just a very simple procedure they had where they were removing abnormal cells from their breast. The doctor had diagnosed that there was some abnormal cell growth. They had to go through, I think, three or four different stages of diagnosis, double checking, going through a series of tests. At the end of the day, everything that had cost them to remove just some abnormal cells, so I don't even know what the abnormal cells were, but they were not visible. They were not, you couldn't feel them and you couldn't actually see them, but they were tested and they were established to be there. $2,700 for removing what seemed to me to be an invisible group of abnormal cells. And to put into perspective, if you were to eat $2,700 worth of, you know, healthy foods for 4 months or 3 months, that type of cell mutation would automatically reverse itself.
Well, you know, there's legal ramifications of what we can and can't say, but certainly there have been countless amount of people who have reversed abnormal cells, and in some cases, billions of abnormal cells at a time, by doing just what you said. And I, now knowing what I know now, I would advise that person, take that $2,700 and you could spend it and a fraction of it and probably reverse those abnormal cells and have the rest of your health improve immeasurably and then never have them come back.
What I'd like to do is talk a little bit about some of your products that you've been developing. We've talked about the Antioxidant Extreme product. Let's talk about one of my favorite ones and one of the favorite ones that was at the Longevity Now conference, which is the Vitamineral Green, and it seems to be one of your staple products. It comes in a pretty large container, and it seems to have a lot of different uses. Can you go into what the mindset behind creating that product was and maybe some of the background to that product, and then, of course, you know, what's in it and what it does and all that good stuff?
Sure. Vitamineral Green I made to replace a synthetic or isolated multivitamin mineral product plus so much more, all from whole foods. There's a huge difference in the way a vitamin mineral reacts in isolation versus in a whole food. And I want to give two short examples just to show the point, but it applies to all of them. Iron is one we talked about. And myself being a vegan, there's been discussions about, well, vegans have lower absorption of iron. It's called non-heme iron. What occurs in plants and what occurs in an animal product and in supplements is called heme iron. And there's research, valid research, showing that heme iron absorbs better than non-heme iron. And for a long time, I wasn't able to have a little, you know, any comeback to that. But sometimes they were just friendly discussions about this person's diet philosophy and this one. And since I'm a pretty staunch vegan, someone said, well, James is a vegan. Let's get him involved in this discussion. I didn't have a big response to that. But I've subsequently learned that there's a reason. Non-heme iron, which is what you find in vegetables and in plants, is less absorbable than animal or isolated iron only when your body has enough iron in it. Now, that's a very important fact. Earlier we talked about how iron in isolated form or an animal product is an oxidant. It's a free radical. It creates free radical damage. So if you take iron in, let's say you take a lot of kale or a lot of spirulina or a lot of chlorella, all of which are very high in iron, if you consume a large amount of that, if you absorbed all the iron in that, you die. In fact, iron can be so toxic that years ago, products with a significant amount of iron in them, even a small amount of iron, had to be labeled, and you'll see this on many supplements, and it says, warning, accidental overdose of iron-containing products is a chief cause of fatal poisoning in children under 6. I want to take mommy's Flintstone chewable vitamins, I want to take a bunch of them, I've taken enough inorganic iron, I'm dead. Not good. So if you take enough inorganic iron as a supplement, you'll die. Now, if you take the same milligram amount of iron from any whole plant food, any whole plant food. I'm not talking about iron shavings or dirt on a plant. I'm talking like broccoli, spinach, kale, parsley, spirulina. There is no way the iron can hurt you because non-heme iron is surrounded by a protein, a bioflavonoid, a lipid, and other phytonutrient complexes that the body can recognize. It has a specific signature to it. So when you have enough iron in your system, your body says, I don't want any iron, spirulina, chlorella, kale, nettles. Keep it. Keep it in that package and don't release it. No problem. But when you are deficient in iron, you don't have enough iron in your system, that non-heme vegetable iron becomes more absorbable than animal iron or than iron from an isolated supplement. It is completely balanced. It's a complete natural built-in homeostasis. So kale can't kill you. And it's just perfect how it works.
That is phenomenal, and that answers the question I think a lot of people on thebestdayever.com and the Longevity Warehouse have been having, which is, what do you do about iron if you're not absorbing it or you're having trouble absorbing it? A lot of people, do you think a lot of people have incorrectly turned to meat when there's an iron problem?
Meat and in traditional, in modern health, they tell you to cook with cast iron pans, which is insane. Now, you'll get sufficient in iron, but that is such a horrible free radical oxidant to consume, and it's toxic. Really, what you need to be doing is you need to be eating deep green foods like Vitamin O Green, which is loaded with organic, absorbable, completely non-toxic iron. And there's a second piece to it. Let's go into vitamin C, and we'll tie it back into iron just to show how important whole foods and how they show up is. Vitamin C in isolation as ascorbic acid is in the single digits of absorption. You can take a lot of vitamin C and just watch it come out as this yellow-green tint in your urine, and you're literally just pissing it down the drain. It's extremely acidic when it's just by itself, and it's very low absorption. Now, this is totally different than therapeutic levels of like 10 and 20 grams intravenous vitamin C for cancer therapy. It's something totally different, and it's not even the actual vitamin C absorption that's doing that. It's a direct concentration. So I want to make sure that I'm not saying that's not a good thing. But consuming vitamin C, if you take enough vitamin C, even 1,500 milligrams of ascorbic acid, researchers have shown that that can make you anemic. That can give you iron deficiency anemia just by taking 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C a day. How does this possibly work? And the way it works is iron is always part of the vitamin C molecule in nature. You don't find one without the other. They're always related to each other. And when you take large amounts of vitamin C, since it's always associated with iron in nature, it has a receptor site for iron on it. So it starts to pull iron from your bloodstream into the vitamin C. The vitamin C is trying to rechelate itself. So the vitamin C binds up the iron, and then you are deficient in iron. So you have anemia. And then what traditional MDs or traditional nutritionists are going to tell you at that point is eat red meat, which has inorganic oxidizing free radical iron, or eat with cast iron pans or take an iron supplement, all of which have some toxicity. So now you can simultaneously have a deficiency and a toxicity at the same time. And the same thing happens with calcium and other products. You have deficiencies and toxicity if it's not the right form. Now, the natural solution for that is to, let's take nettles, for example. Naturally occurring nettles is high in both iron and vitamin C. They're balanced as a whole food, so you don't need to add one to the other. It's already balanced as a package, and all whole foods are balanced that way, nutrient-wise, for the most part. There's a few foods that you shouldn't eat, a few plant foods out there that will actually kill you and hurt you, so I want to exclude those from the discussion. For people who are deficient in iron, the best thing to do is to consume superfoods that are high in iron. Nettles, horsetail, dandelion, spirulina, chlorella, kale, parsley, they're all very high in iron. If they're grown organically, they're even higher. And Vitamin O Green, a product that I originally developed a little over 20 years ago, and it's in its 40-some-odd version here, is loaded with not only iron, but calcium and magnesium and silica and boron and B6 and everything actually required to have all these nutrients be completely absorbable and completely non-toxic while supporting your body and deeply detoxifying it. And actually, I made a version of this in conjunction with David Wolf many years ago that he sold for quite some time. That version is a phenomenal product, and this version and then you know, that spun off into something else that's no longer connected. And the version I have at Vitamin Green now is the much more updated version. I just keep making it better and better, which is why I keep making new versions of it, because there's always a way to make something better.
So this is fascinating, Dr. Sheridan, hearing about the connection between iron and vitamin C, which I think a lot of people were previously unaware of. So when we look at things like goji berry, which happens to be high in iron, also high in vitamin C, are things like camu berry, there's a lot of different things, amla berry, there's a lot of different vitamin C natural sources. Are all those also higher in iron? Where you find one, you always find the other?
Well, they're not necessarily high in iron, but they have iron in them. They're always connected together for sure, but there's different levels in each plant, but there's always a minimum connection amount.
Okay, fantastic. And getting back to ascorbic acid, just for people who are brand new listening to this, it's a synthetic, simply straight ascorbic acid. I'm assuming it occurs synthetically. Synthetic ascorbic acid, something we definitely want to avoid.
Well, it actually doesn't occur in isolation naturally. In nowhere in nature does ascorbic acid occur in isolation. But you could isolate it down from acerola berries or from camu berries, for example. And if we take acerola or camu, which are both fruits that are very high in naturally occurring, buffered with bioflavonoids, with iron, with everything required to absorb vitamin C. If we take it down and just get down to the ascorbic acid from those foods and nothing else, all we have is molecular ascorbic acid. If we then synthesize ascorbic acid right next to it, if we just have one molecule of each, they are chemically identical how they work in the body. Exactly the same. If you don't do that, if you just take camu, or acerola and you, let's say, juice it, or you concentrate it, or you just extract it so you remove the fiber, which is juicing it, and you increase the concentration of vitamin C, but by in doing so, you keep the bioflavonoids, the lipids, the proteins, all the other phytonutrients around that allow it to be absorbable, you now have 100% absorbable vitamin C with no toxicity and no negative ramifications. And HealthForce has a product called Truly Natural Vitamin C. I don't know if you guys carry or not, but it's similar to the Synergy one you talked about. That's an actual whole food vitamin C product that you can use without becoming anemic, without fear.
And that's the answer to the question, which is, how do you do it where you don't pull that iron molecule into that receptor site and then create a deficiency for iron? And that's the way to do it. And it just never ceases to blow me away how nature always provides everything that you need.
Yes, nature should always be people's guiding forces. It doesn't mean you go out and eat poisonous mushrooms because they're natural, but it's your guiding force. And if you do, you better have enough milk thistle seed.
Okay, so let's talk about one of the products that you have that I had some questions about, which is the Ursh product. Namely, what was the kind of theory behind it? And then most of all, how do you take it? What's some of the best ways to introduce that into your daily strategy?
Sure. Vitamin O Green is the best possible way to get green foods and probiotics and other things into your body. And Earth is the, it's a complementary superfood to it that's not green. And I wanted something that people could live on. And between Vitamin O Green and Earth, you can literally live on these two foods. And Earth is very different. Earth is mostly roots and barks. And these roots and barks, there's also flax, sprouted flax and chia seeds in there. The roots and barks in here are part of the, included in this product is the famous Essiac anti-cancer formula, originally given to Rene Case by the native Canadian Indians. There's also other foods in here that are tremendously beneficial for the colon, for blood sugar balance, for the kidney, and also for the adrenals. And it's brown and dark in color. There is no clay in here. It's actually much more bulkifying and healing for the intestines. And you can do two things with it. One, you can actually mix it into a smoothie, although it doesn't have the same flavor that you used to, because it's unlike any other superfood you've ever had, because it's not a version of any other superfood. It is its own entity unto itself. And you just have to add a little bit more sweetness to it when you do that. And people taking 2 tablespoons of vitamin O green and 2 tablespoons of earth per day, just adding that to their diet, have had phenomenal impacts on their health. One gentleman recently I had do that. He was on kidney dialysis for years, and he was able to stop his kidney dialysis from doing this. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen to everybody, and you need to check with your doctor and your healthcare provider to make sure what you're doing is smart. But that's an example of what the power of doing that for several months allowed this man to do. However, there's a better way, probably, I think, to take earth. Earth is meant to be a grounding yang broth. And you can either make it as a tea out in the sun, or you can actually, in this case, the roots and the barks in here, just like medicinal mushrooms, are extraordinarily hard to break down when they're raw. And even if you take shiitake mushrooms, for example, and juice them, and I do all these weird things, it's a digestive nightmare, shiitake mushrooms raw juiced. You've removed all the fiber from it, so it's absorbable, but it's very, very hard to break down. Mushrooms actually do better therapeutically and medicinally when they're heated, and that's the traditional way they were done in China and other places that use these things. And all the other herbs and the barks and roots and tough things in earth actually are nutritionally better for you if they cook them. They do not apply to the cooked food poisons, which usually revolves around processed foods and heated fats and heated animal products and other things. And when you cook this, it tastes like you actually just bring it to a boil and then let it get down to, 100 degrees. It actually releases more of the phytonutrients in here, and it does change them around a little bit in a beneficial non-leukocytosis, non-white blood cell count-raising way. And it actually is this unbelievably amazing warm broth soup that if you want to, you can add some unrefined sea salt, some gluten-free tamari or some nama shoyu to, or some more miso to, and even when you start it, throw in some garlic, some onions, some celery, some other vegetables, and it's this unbelievably nourishing yang soup. And it's just this alone with one of the salts I talked about in it has helped many a raw fooder who was having some cravings for animal products actually stay vegan because it was grounding and it provided salt. And blood is very salty. And if you don't actually have enough salt in your diet, you'll start to crave the first things that your body had with salt in it and something that's very biological, which is blood. And we all know that when we were a kid and we had a cut and we had blood, we just licked it on it. Instinctively we do. Blood is very salty. And many raw fooders, especially fruitarians, will eat so little protein, so little essential fatty acids, and so little salt for so long that their body craves not only seaweeds, but also things that they actually start craving blood. And it sends them into eating raw animal products or cooked animal products simply because they were just much too fanatical of a raw fooder. And I've been a fanatical raw fooder. It's in a good way, just because there's so many compelling benefits. And, there's different facets of raw foodism and many into raw foods. David Wolf included started out as fruitarians, and many of us, including David, have evolved from there.
And that sounds like a great kind of balancing force between hot and cold as well, whereas a raw food diet is very cooling. It's a very cold diet. And doing some of these more earthy things, and especially like, David has really been emphasizing the last couple of years making teas. He's big on chaga tea and these different type of teas that are very rooty, barky. It's a nice balance between hot and cold. And the hot isn't necessarily a damaging type of hot. It's actually an extracting the nutrients type of hot.
Yes, and if you can do either raw or cooked. I think this product works even better cooked. I'm working on a version that's you can do raw in a smoothie because this has a more savory main course type flavor. What I do now is I do it as a soup at night, just like a soup broth.
And that's great for everyone living where I am. I'm in the Midwest, and I know that a lot of our employees and friends are out there in the Northeast, and in the wintertime it gets really cold, and one thing that you really like to do is just have a nice, warm, nourishing soup.
Yes. Well, and, you know, I'm kind of a wimp. I live in Southern California, kind of rural, but it gets down, you know, tonight it's going to get down to 36 degrees here. So to me, that's cold enough.
Yeah, we're wearing shorts when it's 36 degrees
here. And the day today was 70, though.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I'm jealous. Dr. Sheridan, let's look at one of the other products that you have, which is the Healing Cleanse Level 3. And let's talk about cleansing in general and the importance of cleansing because, you know, as a superfoodist and a raw foodist and getting around healthy food, there is a tendency to consume and consume and consume where you're taking in, you're always taking in stuff, supplements and, you know, capsules and this drink and that drink. What are some of the things that really help your body to let go, heal, and cleanse?
Yes, that's a good point. I want to give an example. If anyone's doing anything that actually constipates them. So, for example, if you eat too much dried fruit, even if you do a lot of water, and if you eat too much nuts and seeds, you can actually become constipated. Other things can constipate you. Too much raw coconut ice cream with almond butter or other things, or just nuts or other things in it. Anything like that can be constipating. And at some point during a food's breakdown process, the healthiest raw food in the world, lettuces, kales, other things, at some point during its breakdown process, it's going to have a foul odor, whether it's composting in a compost pile or it's composting in your body. To give an example, has anyone ever smelled a potato that's gone bad? If you smell a potato that's gone bad, like you lose it behind your counter or something, my God, that has a rank, horrible smell. Now, that takes a long time for that potato to get that way, but if you crunched it up, it would happen faster. Now, you want to make, and when a food is breaking down, what breaks it down is mold, yeast in the soil, and bacteria, some toxic bacteria, break down food into dirt. That's what they do. And if you ever smell dirt, dirt has a smell, a very mold-like smell. Now, I don't actually happen to have a problem with that mold-like smell. Actually, I thrive on it, but mold in the walls and stuff, I have a great sensitivity to it because I've been made sick by several houses over the years that had mold in the walls. For some reason, the natural stuff, I don't have a problem with. My point is, it's mold that breaks it down. If you have food in your system too long, even if you're having 3 bowel movements a day, if they're from several days ago, that food is going through the stage of composting where it's rotting and putrefying and fermenting and creating poisons right inside your body that your body is reabsorbing. Let it do that, but let it do that in a compost pile somewhere outside. If your bowels don't move well enough, and you can still have that happen on a raw foods diet, you will start to auto-intoxicate. You'll start to have poisons breaking down, and that can add up. And even the healthiest person in the world, it's been found that women breastfeeding mothers in Siberia, in remote Siberia and Russia, where it's unbelievably pristine, still have dioxin and DDT in their breast milk. Now, dioxin is an unbelievably toxic chemical that's still used for the bleaching of paper. It's not used for all bleached paper. You can get it's associated with chlorine. You can get non-chlorine bleached recycled paper, and I encourage everyone to do that and then try to encourage everyone to print on that. That's what Health Force prints on, including our labels. And also what's found in their breast milk is DDT. And DDT was made illegal in the U.S. decades ago. And it's still found in people's breast milk. So we are constantly bombarded with chemicals, what's coming out of smokestacks, cars, and so forth. We have an inordinate need to detoxify right now. So let's talk about the Health Force Healing Cleanse Level 3, which I don't get to talk about a lot. Let me bring just some information up. I just need to bring the picture of the box up. And I'm really happy to talk about it because this is an ultra-hardcore cleanse. There's nothing wrong with what I call starter cleanses. Some of the cleanses that talk about, okay, this is, 2 bottles of product and this is a complete 30-day cleanse. Just take 2 in the morning and 2 at night and you're on a cleanse detox. Now, in a way, that's great because people are thinking, wait, here's an introduction to cleansing. I can start to move my bowels. Maybe I have a few little herbs for the liver. Maybe there's some psyllium and some other herbs in there, that are going to actually absorb the rest of the formula, but it's a good idea, and people get, it's like a starter teaser cleanse. But the problem with those cleanses is that cleansing started out with people going on usually water fast or juice fast or herbal detox cleanses and overcoming unbelievably difficult and curable diseases by doing it. But the thing is, no one's ever healed anything by some watered down dilute $30 cleanse of 60 capsules that's a whole complete 2-week cleanse. Somebody made up how long that is.
Right.
And that's where I have a problem with people coming out because, oh, I did a 20-day cleanse and it didn't do anything for me. Cleanses don't work. Well, that's because your cleanse sucked. Now, there's some other hardcore cleanses, including the one I've got, something more like a Arise and Shine 4-week cleanse, an Ajuva intense cleanse. Those are of the same idea. They're trying to accomplish the same thing, at least, as what I'm trying to accomplish with the Health Force cleanses. Now, I do have a level 1, which is a starter cleanse, but it's an intense, real starter cleanse, and a level 2, which is more intense, and then a level 3, which is an ultra-hardcore cleanse for someone who has a serious health challenge or they just want to really go for it. There's enough things to do that in here. And it's not for the meek. If you want to do, start with level 1 or level 2. But I'm really honored that you guys are going to be carrying the level 3. Let me tell you what's in the level 3. And it's anywhere from a 7-day intensive, very intense cleanse, or a 30-day gentle cleanse, depending on how much you take it. Now, the 30-day gentle cleanse here is much more intensive than almost anyone else's 30-day intensive cleanse. Because this is an area where you can't mess around. Someone's sick, they're ill, they're unhappy, it's making their life miserable, and or they're dying. We're not kidding around here. This is full on. So what's in this product, in this kit, and you actually save money by buying it as a kit, is instructions on how to take, it's actually a one sheet on how to take all these products every day and what to eat along with it, is Vitamin Real Green for massive therapeutic nutrition. And something I want to point out also with products is it's critical how they're packaged. Because products, if you just take spirulina and put it out somewhere, on the counter, if you take nettles and grind it up, put it on the counter, it's going to oxidize from the air. It's going to start, the antioxidants in there are going to be used up and broken down, and they will be oxidized by the air. You've got to protect these vital nutrients in there, and these compounds such as chlorophyll. If you put spirulina in a plastic bottle with a plastic lid, a solid plastic bottle, and you put spirulina in a glass bottle with a metal lid with a special plastisol lining, which actually locks it down. After 30 days, the beta-carotene in the spirulina in the glass metal bottle has lost 0% of its beta-carotene. After 30 days in the plastic bottle, that spirulina has lost 31% of its beta-carotene. Just from being in a plastic bottle, because little bits of oxygen and moisture can come in and out. Virtually all of its products, and all that makes sense, in amber glass bottles with that metal lid and oxygen absorber, and the lining on the lid. Now, just as an incidental, the worst way to package a superfood, there's nothing wrong with packaging flax crackers or goji berries or nuts or seeds this way, but the worst way to package a superfood is those reclosable aluminum and plastic zip-dip type containers. They let in the most oxygen, the most water, and they're completely non-recyclable. This is an FYI. Okay. Vitamin Real Green, you get massive superfood green nutrition coming in every day. You also get a full bottle of Earth in there, and these are both powders because it's the most nutritionally efficient way to get in. That's why it's hard to record. They're all powders. Level 2 is all capsules. You also get the intestinal movement formula because, as we talked about earlier, if your bowels are not moving enough, you're having auto-intoxication. One of the things your liver does to detoxify is it releases bile. That's its excretory product, and the liver rescue formula, which is built into this cleanse, is going to help you do that. But once it gets in your intestines, that bile has got to be eliminated. It's got to be moved out of your system or you're going to absorb it right back in where it came from. And that's auto-intoxication, and it's horrible, and it's so easy to fix. The intestinal movement formula in here will actually make your bowels move better, but it is not a harsh, aggressive laxative. When you stop it, you will not have rebound constipation. Your bowels will actually move better, and I worked really hard on this formula to achieve that. Also in here is the intestinal drawing formula, which actually will draw in poisons from your intestines and actually heal the intestines of leaky gut syndrome as it goes through. A traditional product for that is psyllium. There's no psyllium in this because all the psyllium, it can be incredibly helpful for people and certainly has been on cleanses. I think there's a next level, and that is using things like slippery elm bark and marshmallow root, which are bulk-forming and mucologenous, but they're not as bulk-forming as psyllium, and psyllium can actually irritate, inflame, and can be very constipating. These foods in here are not constipating. They go through the body better. But because I have not just bentonite in here, but also zeolite and charcoal, this formula sucks much harder than just psyllium bentonite shakes. It sucks big time. Now, you have less coming out as far as bowel movements, because most of what you have on a traditional colon cleanse, and it's nothing wrong with that. These are awesome, but I'm just trying to take it to the next level, is psyllium and bentonite mass. When someone passes 40 feet of hardened mucoid fecal plaque, it's a half truth. part of it is true. You see things like sometimes people will see crayons or other things they swallow when they were a kid come out in these colon cleanses. They'll see green ropey mucus pieces and things that just smell and look vile and disgusting. Now, psyllium and bentonite don't smell and look vile and disgusting. They don't have crayons in them. They don't have mucus green ropes. But what psyllium and bentonite do is it's a psyllium. It bulks up huge. So on those cleanses, you're not really passing hard mucus fecal plaque. You're passing psyllium and bentonite mass. So you can't measure a cleanse of how much you've passed to that. Now, sucked into that is all these poisons. So my formula, you have less of the mass going through, but it actually heals more it goes through, and it sucks more into it. It's much darker and richer in offensive odors and other things. Well, actually, it really isn't in as offensive odors because the zeolite absorbs that. Also in there is the internal parasite formula on this. This is the only level that includes the internal parasite formula, and it can actually kill parasites in your body. And parasites are a lurking cause of ill health. It's also anti-candida, and you can use it if you have food poisoning too. Phenomenally good for you. And I also include Health Force Zeoforce in there to pull heavy metals and other additional things out of your body beyond what's in the drawing formula. And the powdered form of zeolite, you can actually take baths with, and then if you just make them, you know, decently hot, and they can detoxify from the skin outward. That's the Health Force Level 3 program.
Dr. Shard, I'd like to ask you your opinion on the difference between powdered zeolite and liquid zeolite. I know in the liquid zeolites on the market, they tend to be quite expensive. I've always found them to be a little bit more expensive than what they deliver. What's your feeling on powdered zeolites, and do you find them to be as effective? And what's like the cost-value kind of ratio there between what it does for you and what you're spending?
I'll give you the facts, and then I'll give you my interpretation of those facts, because there's always people can agree on facts, but then interpretation of facts is different. So I want to make people understand the difference. The facts are that all zeolite starts out as a powder. It's all powdered material that comes from the earth. That part is known. And to make liquid zeolite, you suspend powdered zeolite in water, and if whatever doesn't suspend in water, some will stay in water, and the rest is going to settle out in the bottom. And I want to give an example of what that, if you take salt or sugar, and you stir a little bit into your water, give it a little bit of time, a minute or two, and all that salt or sugar will dissolve in the water, and you will no longer see salt or sugar crystals in the water. They'll be just magically gone. But if you keep adding salt or sugar to the water, there's going to come a point at which that water's ability to be saturated, to carry anything in suspension, is maxed out, and at that point, the salt or sugar will drop out of solution, and you'll have it at the bottom of your glass constantly. There'll be no way to get rid of it unless you add more water. So to make liquid zeolite, you take powdered zeolite, grind it as fine as you can, and see what suspends in water, and you get rid of the rest. Now, my company has the capacity to make any nutritional product possible. We could make a liquid zeolite, and it would cost us a fraction of what we do. Zeolite's a very inexpensive ingredient to begin with, and ours is, the average particle size of our zeolite is 5 microns, which is about the size of a red blood cell. We're talking ultra fine. Virtually all of it suspends itself in water, so we could make the liquid zeolite. But one bottle of Health Force liquid zeolite for $30, the large size of the powder, makes you tens of thousands of gallons of liquid if you want to make it into a liquid. So the dollar value and the effective value in my take, is quantumly different between a finely ground zeolite powder and a dilute liquid. If you want to make the liquids, make it from this concentrate. That's how we would do it if we did it in-house.
That's fantastic to know, because I know a lot of companies out there in the past, a lot of multi-level marketing companies have been touting liquid zeolites as they have their good qualities, and they certainly have their benefits. But compared to what you're describing, it seems like you get a lot more bang for your buck, and you certainly save a lot of money, and you get the same effect, and it seems to be the way to go.
It's thousands of times more bang for your buck, and the effects are thousands of times greater. Now, liquid is better if you have big chunks of zeolite. Then you have to, you know, grind them up and make sure they're absorbable in water. But the thing is, there's an idea that liquids are more absorbable, and it's also a half-truth, because as soon as you put that zeolite in water, it's a liquid. As soon as you put the vitamin O green in water, it becomes a liquid. As soon as the liver rescue capsule dissolves in your stomach, it is now in a liquid medium. Things do have to be in a liquid medium to be absorbed, but you take things with liquids, and they become liquids.
This has been a phenomenal interview, and we really gleaned so much great information, and I know David Wolf is thrilled to be carrying your products and supporting your products on the longevitywarehouse.com, and we're all thrilled to be, trying out your product. You know, the intestinal movement formula was actually one of my first experiences with your products, and what I noticed was, it gave the same effect, but it didn't have that kind of sharp kind of, it didn't give any sharp pains as it moved through your system, as I know some more intense type of herbs do, and it was very gentle and very just equally effective. I really developed a curiosity about you and your product since then, and so it's been really exciting for me to be able to do this interview. And as David Wolf has mentioned so many times, you're a fanatic about quality, and doing this interview, anyone listening can tell that you are just, when it comes to quality, you're full on, as we say in the business, full on. So we're really excited to be carrying your products. And just so everybody knows, if you visit the longevitywarehouse.com at the moment, you can see the Vitamineral Green product, the Earth Powder, the Liver Rescue, the Resveratrol Antioxidant Extreme product that he talked about in great detail in this interview, and that's just a fantastic one. And then we're going to be carrying within, I guess, the next week or two, we're going to be carrying this cleanse that you've talked about, the Level 3 Cleanse, and that's going to be really exciting as well. So we're really thrilled to have you and your products on board here.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be associated with you guys, and thrilled that you guys are full on also in carrying the Level 3 cleanse. You're not messing around. Let's go for it. Bring it on. Let's heal.
Oh, you should hear some of our corporate calls. We're talking about, who's cleansed the hardest and what nasty stuff came out. And,
yep.
We love it. And we love fanatics on quality. So it's just great to hear you speak. It's great to hear your passion and your intensity about the high levels that you bring to the marketplace. And that's what the Longevity Warehouse is all about, just getting the best of the best and allowing people to get the best prices on it, and then getting it shipped right to their home, and then providing people with information, because it's not just a sales interview. It's actually trying to give people some good information so that they understand the hows and the whys behind what they're doing.
Awesome.